Welcome to the Jungle Hour number two. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. I mentioned that I had a couple of interviews with individuals that I have not spoken to in a long time. One of them was Stuart Sink, so that was a blast. The one thing I didn't get into, man, how inspirational was that? I mean, we talked about it, and we talked about his wife, Lisa, and what she's overcome and what that meant to the family. But, and even though I got into it with Stuart, and he did reference the fact that he's playing at a high level at age 47, that's really inspiring to me. And not just me, not just to see a 47-year-old guy kicking a bunch of younger guys' asses up and down the track. Some of the younger guys were saying they're inspired by that. Harold Varner III, who finished tied for second, mentioned the fact that Stuart Sink's 47 and what an inspiration he is to him. Quote, he's kicking everyone's ass. Yeah, it inspires me. It inspires me to know that I can play golf for a long time. I'm telling you, man, when you consider the work he's put in his body and his mind, I thought he was fascinating, by the way. I'm one of those people that happens to find that type of thing interesting, but what he said about what your mind does with negative things and positive things and how it processes them a certain way, that you can take any sort of positive thing, a really good thing, something that you should go back to, something that my guy David Goggins calls the cookie jar. He puts positive things in a cookie jar. So when all hell breaks loose, he can go in there and pull a cookie out and remind himself, you know what, I've been through much worse. I'm all good. The point that Stuart made about, yeah, but that's not what the mind does. The mind will actually delete that stuff. But if one bad thing happens to you, that's in that file front and center. And that's the file that you keep opening up over and over and over again. I thought that was fascinating. Just as I think it's fascinating that a guy who's 47 is still winning. That was not a one-off either. He's won twice, and he's put himself in position right now where he might make the Ryder Cup team, which would be pretty awesome. I think that's a really inspiring story. So I started to think about when was the last time Stuart Sink had been on this program? And I thought, not only that, what is the record for longest amount of time between appearances on this show? Now that's an actually a good game. So D-Dub and I started to kind of go through our records. We think the last time I spoke to Stuart prior to today was 2009 on our TV show. We think. I don't know. Hey, Stucknut, this is a great project. What is the longest period of time between interviews with somebody on this show? I mean, I may have gone 10 years without talking to Stuart Sink. Maybe. Would that be a record? I don't know. Like, we keep records of most things, but there are some things that we do not have records for. So I'm curious about that. Take Steph Curry. Steph was not as long ago as that, but it's been a long time since Steph came on the program, and he is supposed to join us at 11:40. In between all of that, David Bell, Reds manager, 1-800-636-8686. So here I am again, going off on this tangent. I digress. Where the hell are my manners? Merry Stoner Christmas Heads. Merry Stoner Christmas Heads, and accept my apology. Where are my manners? In the immortal words, and I mean immortal, of an icon. Be real and send dog. I want to get high. So high. Well, not me, but I know you do, Team Bake. This is your high holiday. This is when you put down the shake and you bust out the good stuff. The stickiest of the ickiest. The greenest of the greenest. The hairiest of the hairy hydroponic. This is when you give the zigzags a day off and you actually shell out for some wood tip black and milds or grape swisher sweets. Or honey bourbon backwoods. Am I right, Rit? And you twist yourself up a nice, slow, burning, bleezy. This is when the 2-foot glass on glass actually gets the water changed. You drop in some Fiji or Avion. Hell, you might even toss in a few ice cubes just to ensure a cleaner, cooler snap. This is when you turn on Electric Wizard and sleep and ride the Magic Caravan through a sonic landscape of stoner metal. This is when Half-Baked and Super Troopers come off the DVD shelf. This is when you order multiple items from multiple restaurants on DoorDash, because who the hell can decide on just one thing when your mind is melting like a kaleidoscope? What I'm saying to you this day, this special day, this iconic day, this day is just like any other day of the year for you heads. We've been over this before, heads. Nothing about 420, April 20th, is any different for any of you than yesterday or tomorrow or the other 362 days out of the year. If you smoke, you smoke, and you smoke every freaking day. 420, 420 is the only holiday where the people celebrating it literally do not do anything different than what they do every single day. Heads, your stoner Christmas. Come on, man. Christmas. Christmas is Christmas. It's once a year. We don't celebrate Christmas every single day. But the stoner Christmas is the same day every day. It's Wednesday. It's Thursday. It's Monday. It's every day. However, I do make it a point to give love to Team Bake, because Team Bake has given us so much love over the decades. So much love to me personally. So much love to the program. I am not one of you. Which is not to say that one day I won't be one of you, because I might. I'm open to it. Let me tell you something about the fuel I run on Fridays and Saturdays. If you can run your car on that bleep, it's probably wrecking what's going on inside of me. One day I may be one of you. Not yet. Not yet. But I see you, and I appreciate you, and that's why I always shout you out on your day. Now, let me go back to a couple of jungle sound bites that are topical. First one is from 2017, when a Matt in California called up on this very day to tell me what he was doing to celebrate.
Woke up with no alarm clock. Didn't have one of those. Didn't need it. Had breakfast when I wanted it. Went right to the big, we might call it a stash, but it's a big bin of something that I like to do. And I pull that off the tree and I break it up in big handfuls, and then that's what I do. Right now, I am rifling through my kids' Easter basket. Both my kids.
That's incredible.
Just the good stuff, though. Just the, like, jelly beans and some caramel things.
Oh, so how do you explain that? When they come home and they're looking for that Easter basket and there's nothing in it, they're like, Dad, did you get high and eat all my candy? What's your response going to be?
Rome, I do what any good Catholic man would do. I look them dead in the face and I lie. I say, I have no idea where your candy is, kids. And then I go to confession.
My man, that is so good. Smoking the stash, crushing Easter candy, lying to his own kids, quote, like any good Catholic, and then calling this program. My man just hit for the stoner Christmas cycle. Now, this next piece of sound does not reference something that happened on 420, but it did happen right around 420, and it's a great soundbite. Circa 2008, when one of my favorite dudes, former NFL running back Arian Foster, was in college at Tennessee. I had him on my podcast a few years back. I asked him how he got into golf.
I was smoking weed with my buddy in college, and we were watching the Masters. And I remember being so aesthetically intrigued with the beauty of the golf course, because my guy had like this, had a TV that was, I guess just brought it out. And we were just sitting there smoking, and I'm watching this, and I was like, this looks so dope. Like, why have I never gotten into this before?
Was it the TV that was so nice, or was it the strain?
It might have been a little bit of both, man. I'm not sure, man. But it was some good stuff.
That is an amazing story. That's how he got into golf. He got baked and watched the Masters and thought it was so aesthetically pleasing and said to himself, why am I not doing that? That looks amazing. So it's been said, well, by stoners, of course, that weed makes everything better. I don't know. I'm not that guy. I'm going to take your word for it. However, the Easter candy that Matt, right? Mike or Matt? I already forgotten. I'm not high. Anyway, homeboy in California, ripped from his kids, probably tasted better that day 4 years ago. And Arian Foster's first viewing of Augusta National, well, ripped off his ass, probably looked amazing over a decade ago. But what's that say about us right now? What about today? You can't live in the past. What about today? Here we are in 2021. What can I possibly say about 420 that I haven't already said before? What can we do? Here we are in 2021. Easter and the Masters have both already come and gone. No more candy. No more Augusta. What is a stoner to do today? Here's a sentence I never thought that I would say in 10 lifetimes, much less one. Tonight, you can get high. I won't because I don't. You, though, can get high. And wait for it. Here's what you can do. Arian Foster watched the Masters and took up golf. Matt or Mike or Mark or whoever the hell that was in California got ripped and got into his kid's Easter basket. So you're wondering, what can I do? Tonight, you can get ripped and watch Garrett Ritz, very good friend, compete on Jeopardy. Yes, I said it. Heads, follow me on this. Our very own Ike Eisenhower. He's got a very good friend named Mike Nelson, who's going to appear on Jeopardy tonight. Now, normally, I would never, ever swerve this far, way, 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 way out of my lane to give run to somebody I've never met, much less a friend of Ritz, playing on a game that I really don't care much for, especially somebody who's got the suspect judgment of being friends with Ritz. Who chooses to be friends with Ritz? But homeboy here, Mike Nelson, he's not just good friends with Ritz. This guy, Mike Nelson, officiated Ritz's wedding. This guy, Mike Nelson, legally presided over Ritz's biggest moment ever. Well, Ritz, you should at least tell people it is, even if it's not. I mean, it is. But I know you, Ritz. Your biggest moment ever was finding out that you had won that hot chocolate battle with Hawk.
Freaking ridiculous.
Anyway, Ritz. Mike Nelson was standing next to Ritz. He married him. But not only that, he stood alongside Ritz as they went to war together. Yeah, Eisenhower, right? Legend of the country. Not that kind of war, but they did go to war. They were in the trenches together as a team on some obscure game show called America Says. It's been a topic before on the program. It has always baffled me and confused me, and I don't even give a damn about it, me. But now I've got the backstory. Back in 2018, Rick goes out, and he plays on a game show called America Says, just like his adult kickball league presidency. I didn't find out about it until it was way too late. I'd already hired him before all this crap started coming out. But apparently, Ritz's episode of America Says will air in syndication on the Game Show Network every now and then. And every time it happens, some clone notices it and brings it up. Here is the only clip that I can find on the internet of Ritz on that show. This is Ritz talking to the host, explaining his trivia skill set and his partner's trivia skill set.
I'm the sports guy. Sports. He's the movies guy.
That's Ritz on TV. Saying, I'm the sports guy, he's the movie guy.
I'm the sports guy, sports. He's the movies guy.
Ritz is the sports guy. And not just on that show, but in real life. You don't believe me? Check this dude's Twitter feed, where he live tweets regular season Charlotte sports with zero context, and he thinks people give a hell.
I'm the sports guy, sports. He's the movies guy.
All right, so the movies guy that Ritz is referring to is the same guy that I mentioned earlier, Mike Nelson. The same Mike Nelson who officiated his wedding and who is going to be on Jeopardy tonight. Heads. All right? If you're looking for something to do, heads. Ritz and Mike would go on to win a measly, pathetic $1,000 on America Says, which they had to split with two other teammates. According to multiple clones who have seen the ep, Ritz choked. He blew it for the team in the bonus round, and he cost that squad 15 grr. He went right into the tank. Ritt, when the stakes were at their highest, was at his smallest. He shrunk under the pressure. Now Ritt continues to shake his head and defend himself and refute the account, but I'm just going to believe it. Who am I going to believe? Ritt himself or you clones? Now, his boy Mike Nelson is on Jeopardy tonight, but it's not his debut. No, last night, Nelson debuted, and he won the damn thing. Nelson pocketed $26,000, $26,600, in fact. That was his finishing total. You see what happens when you get rid of Ritt? You go from splitting a grand four ways to cashing nearly 27 grr on your own. In other words, Nelson is Timberlake, Ritt is Joey Fatone. And there comes a day when Timberlake realizes he doesn't need Joseph anymore to become a superstar. That day for Mike Nelson was yesterday. Another great wrinkle to the story, Ritt was at Mike's house last night for a viewing party. So Ritt had to watch Mikey watch himself rip nearly 27 grr without Ritt. Incredible. Hey, Ike, tell your boy Mikey how his ass tastes.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
But hey, at least you won the hot chocolate war against Hawk and Alvin. Nobody could ever take that from you. Maybe after Mike Nelson cashes that gigantic check, you can explain to him how getting the company to pay for a $10 box of cocoa really is a much more impressive athletic feat than your boy taking the Jeopardy suits for 27 grr. Anyway, back to you stoners and your day. If you're looking for something to watch tonight, why don't you bust out the volcano vaporizer, load that bag up, get lifted to another dimension, and watch Ritt's mentor and former best friend spread his wings without Ritt on Jeopardy.
I'm the sports guy. He's the
movies
guy.
You're the sports guy. He's the movies guy. You're the $250 guy. He's the 27 grr guy.
I'm the sports guy. He's the movies
Merry guy. Merry stoner Christmas, heads. Enjoy Jeopardy tonight. I know Ritt won't. Hey, look, I'm here to help. If it sounds like I just tried to wedge a 420 take into a Jeopardy take involving a way for me to take a run at Ritt in the process, you're right. All true. It's Ritt! Merry stoner Christmas, heads. I'll take your reaction, 1-800-636-8686. If you're not too blasted, break out your phone, get your thumbs out, and start banging away. Hit me up with something. We are open until the top of hour number three. David Bell joins me then. Big day. Steph Curry is on our radar. We are efforting Steph for 1140. All right, short timeout. Got a podcast I'm pushing out tomorrow with the creator of one of my favorite TV shows, Entourage, Doug Allen. Man, such a great conversation. I enjoy talking to him so much. Look for that tomorrow. And in the meantime, you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs and your lawn and garden batteries too. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for their spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, tools, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn and garden gear. And for a limited time, purchase any Superstart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. Do not miss out on the savings at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're close. They're convenient. They're known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people that you can trust. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. There is no need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program or simply visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, heads, I'm here for you on your Stoner Christmas. I'm still not you, but I am here for you, and I always have been. And the reason for that is you've always been here for me. So I stand by everything I said. Oh, and what do you know? A phone bank full of heads. Who knew? Well, why don't we just roll phone calls like rolling face? 1-800-636-8686. Why don't we start in Houston? Jerome, my man, Jerome. What's going on, brother?
Hey, happy 420, Van Smack. Thanks for the vine. I'll tell you, as bad as our pro sports teams are in the city of Houston right now, you just about have to get totally blasted every day and get blasted upon blasted because every day we get more bad news on the Texans. If it's not bad news, it's worse news. And I'm telling you, if it weren't for bad news, we'd get no news at all. And then you got the Rockets. They're just a total mess. These guys can't. I don't know what we're just hoping for a good lottery pick. That's all us stoners can hope for because we're too stoned to think about anything else. And then we thought, well, let's smoke another bowl and root for the Astros. Well, damn, they started off 4-0, and now they lost 7 of their last 8. 3 of their starters are on the COVID list. We got nothing better to do. Fire that sumbitch up, and I'm out.
My man, that Jerome, that was one of your better phone calls ever. Dude, you should get more stoned more often. That was lucid. Rack him. Oh, look at this.
Rack him!
Look at this. No way. On 420, no less. Look who's making his triumphant return to the program. Let's go to Long Beach. Let's go to IRA Craig. IRA, what's going on, brother?
Brother.
IRA. Come on, IRA. Where are you, dude? IRA. I hung up on him.
No.
Adam.
You don't like that car.
So IRA's been taking so much heat for being so homeless, and he stopped calling, and then on his favorite day, he calls up. I put him right up, and he's nowhere to be found. We'll give him a chance. 1-800-636-8686. Like I said, on this holiest of days, the Stoner Christmas 420, I'm rolling telephone calls. Like you're rolling joints. Let's go to Palm Desert. Nick, what's going on, Nick? How are you?
Well, Tan Smack, thank you so much. Very well. Thank you for the merry, merry holiday, too.
You got it. I'm here for you. You know that. So how's that merry, merry holiday going for you, Nick?
All day, every day. So it's like every day. It's just fantastic. Once we're out there at about 3 o'clock playing golf, it's going to even be better. But the scorecard won't be better because of the Devil's Lettuce.
So where are you going to play today?
Terra Lago, baby.
Okay.
Terra Lago.
I like it. I like it a lot. I know it. All right, Nick, thank you very much. He's high. He also did acknowledge two things that I said. One, that weed makes it better. And two, that today, while a special day, really it's not that special at all. It's the same as every other day to you heads. I mean, we call it a Stoner Christmas because it's 420. But the fact of the matter is, what you're doing today is what you did yesterday, is what you'll do tomorrow, is what you'll do the other 362 days of every single year. But I would like to take a moment to acknowledge it, which is why I gave you your own segment, and then I came out of that segment, and I'm rolling telephone calls. If you heads want in, you better do it right now. Because even though you'll be doing this again tomorrow, I won't be. It'll be another year. So if you want in, heads, do it now. Like this guy. I know this guy's celebrating today. Let's go to Los Angeles. Fabian. What's up, Fabes?
Happy 420, Jungle. Happy 420, Romy. Hey, Romy, right now, because I was listening on the phone the whole day, right? The only thing that makes it different, like, because, yeah, you're right. You know, what's the difference? Every day, boom, boom, bake, 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 you know? You know, but the different thing is that me, as a pothead, right, I started doing, I don't know, the last decade or so, right? or let's say this last decade. Eh? So on 420, I buy little presents, you know, and I give them away to people. I just tell them, like, you know, like, hey, happy 420, you know, like little simple things, you know, like a little, you know, maybe $20 worth of lottery tickets, you know, simple stuff like that, you know. And it's not that I'm trying to make them potheads, you know. It's just that to me, it's just like I feel good, you know. And, you know, it's like, hey, you know what? It's just a beautiful day. Like today is a beautiful day. All right. See you guys later. That's all I have to say. Happy 420.
See what I mean, Fabian? Nice job. I mean, again, has that guy ever been more lucid? We had Slarome show up and nail his call. Fabian shows up and nails his call. And they both do so on the Stone of Christmas, 420.
Okay.
He said, I don't know. I just started giving away gifts. Right. It's Christmas. It's the Stone of Christmas. Of course you're giving away gifts. You probably get yourself a nice pot tree, and then you put those gifts underneath that tree.
Oh, you know what? No.
Yeah. And in and around all that, Ira makes the call, but he's nowhere to be found when I go to him. Last chance, heads. I will actually entertain your calls. Meantime, some reaction before I go to break. Stuck Nuts in. Rit, you are the weakest link.
You are the weakest link.
Dear Rome, not only is it 420 day, it's also Taco Tuesday. Sincerely, Hungry and Baked. Phil in Houston. D-Rod, what the hell is wrong with Ritz's voice in that clip?
I'm the sports guy. Sports. He's the movies guy.
That's the way he normally sounds, right?
I'm the sports guy. Sports. He's the movies guy.
Or you mean when he goes into that weird octave where he goes, I'm the sports guy. He's the movies guy.
I'm the sports guy. Sports. He's the movies guy.
You mean that? Fair. I mean, that would be like me saying, hey, Rit, who are you? I'm the sports guy.
I'm the sports guy.
The movies guy.
The movies guy.
Hey, Rome, a perfect 420 afternoon prior to watching Jeopardy. The Dodgers and the Mariners are on TV this afternoon. Merry Stoner Christmas. Bob in Arroyo Grande. Dear Rome, all do the sports and the Alfredo. Signed, Rit.
So I've done the math on this never-ending pasta bowl. 42 different sauce and pasta combinations.
Well, you do the math. I'm doing the Alfredo.
Francis and Glendale wore that
YouTube guy.
Challenging Nolan Ryan to a boxing match. Yeah, I don't know, but I saw him calling out Daniel Cormier. All right, so we'll break. Remember, top of the hour, I've got David Bell. 11:40, I've got Steph Curry. So you're going to want to call right now. I do want to talk some more about, for instance, Gonzaga getting the top recruit. Oh, also the Rams and how they're setting up for the draft in Malibu on the beach. And yeah, I know, clones. That was Jerome's best call. Fabian's best call and Ira's best call. I know. Here is.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The next generation of paint protection is here. Of course, 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating, providing up to a year of professional level protection, insane water beating, jaw-dropping shine. One simple application. Visit 303radio.com for more info. So the NFL draft is now just 9 days away, and there are a couple of certainties. A lot of smoke screens, a lot of bull crap, but a couple of certainties. One certainty is Trevor Lawrence is going to go first to Jacksonville. Lock. Second certainty, the LA Rams have the greatest war room in the history of the NFL. No disrespect to Bill Belichick's dog. Certainly no disrespect to Cliff Kingsbury's super sleek modern mansion in Scottsdale with some of the cleanest lines you will ever see. Love that place. Except the Rams, I think, may have just gone next level with their draft HQ. And that's because the Rams just rented a beach house in Malibu. That's cute, Alvin. Stop. If you've been out here to the coast, then you know SoCal has the best beach towns in the world. Fact. Don't even try to compete. We just do. We do. Newport, Santa Monica, Laguna, Dana Point, Encinitas. The list goes on and on and on. But the fact of the matter is, with the exception maybe of Laguna, everybody is looking up, literally, at Malibu. Malibu may, in fact, be the crown jewel of all the beach towns, sitting all the way up. Yeah, I know. Manhattan, you're not going to like that. Hermosa, you're not going to like that. Laguna, you're not going to like that. PB, Corona Del Mar, HB. I mean, I can go on and on and on, but Malibu may be king. Nestled perfectly under the Topanga State Park, right along the edge of the Pacific. The place is about as wide as Highway 1. The houses right on the beach. And if they're not right on sand, they're on stilts, where everybody has their own private beach for a backyard if you're on the west side of the main road. I mean, bands and solo artists. Artists of all types have gone there for inspiration. They write songs about Malibu. Drinks and liquor get named after Malibu. This ain't Huntington Beach, dog. It ain't even Long Beach, dog. We ain't slumming. Take it easy, LBC. I'm not talking about you. Don't be coming for me. I'm just saying, man, this is the boo. Malibu and the Rams just set up shop, just rented beachfront property in one of the most expensive zippers on the planet. Here's GM Les Snead on how stoked he is for his war room on the water.
I'm most excited about the 2021 draft. Be honest with you, the new draft room that we have. I mean, heck, the view, it's unbelievable. Hopefully, I'm just as excited about the 22 draft. Because wait till we see this spread and see this view. And you can't help but draft well in an environment like this.
Like the words war room and Malibu generally do not mix, which is what makes it pretty awesome. This is not some soundproof dungeon that's down below with no natural light, a bunch of computers and phones and half-empty Red Bulls. This crib is like HGTV porno. And the Rams are setting up shop, and they're flexing with a video that showed Andrew Whitworth firing golf balls into the ocean from the backyard. I think my man was holding a 60-degree wedge. That's how close they are to the waves. Best part is, the Rams don't even pick until deep in the second round, and they only have 6 selections in the entire draft. In other words, somebody fire up the Andrew WK. Party at the Rams Beach House. These dudes barely have to work this year, and they've rented this spot. It might be the headiest play of all time. And when your owner is Stan Kroenke, and you have advertisers lining up to sponsor the house because it's getting so much run, then the place pretty much pays for itself. I can't wait for the Rams to be on the clock. You know, they're going to be so caught up, probably so high on the salt air. I mean, I'm not saying that Sean McVay and Les Snead aren't, like, locked in. They will be. They always are. I'm not going to say they're high like the Merry Stoner Christmas that we're talking about today. But it's Malibu, man. Salt air. You're going to be high on something. My concern is when they finally do get to the second round, after being in this spread for as long as they've been and breathing in all that salt air, I'm afraid they might accidentally select Kelly Slater. Or silk bra?
Bra.
Or Ira Craig? I don't know, man. You're just, you're so locked in to that beach mindset. Laird Hamilton with their pick in the second round, the LA Rams select Laird Hamilton. Wait, what? Damn, bro. Get off the beach and come look at the draft board. You just selected Ira Craig. Whoever had the idea to rent that spot in Malibu to pick players over the phone is a genius and deserves a raise. Best idea ever. In Detroit, they're looking for an intern who can split the atom. In LA, they're chipping Pro V1s into the ocean, swimming in infinity pools at a rented beach house in the nicest coastal city in the world. Whose beach house? Rams beach house. Whose beach house? Rams beach house. It's sponsored. It's awesome. Hey, man, it's so different, isn't it? In the pandemic, everybody going viral. This whole notion of a war room, you know, guys in dungeons, computers and cords and phones and half-empty Red Bulls. Bleep that. These guys are in Malibu, yo. Good stuff down there. I like it. Very forward-thinking, extremely progressive. At Wooden Laconic tweets, did you say HGTV porno, Jim? Me and the fellas will be right on over. Signed, Jason Stewart.
I just put two and two together that Jason Stewart is Jason from Fullerton, the old caller. I go out with a buddy of mine, my JV coach at the time, who went to Fullerton, and he's a buddy of Jason's and a couple of his friends. We go over to this house on a Friday night, and Jason and about 10 guys are sitting in a room watching porno, and he's bragging about how he's this caller on your show. And I never met a more pathetic group of losers. We're going out looking for chicks, and they're watching porno with guys.
Don't forget Mark Moda.
Wow. That's quite a tale that guy tells.
With guys.
We're going out looking for chicks. And on Friday night, they're staying in watching porno.
With guys.
Yeah, I heard it, Alvin. Quote, I've never seen such a pathetic group of losers. 1-800-636-8686. Their war room is in Malibu. And if you've seen the video, man, it's cool. It's tight. Where do you come out? What do you think is better? Cliff Kingsbury's spread or that one? Kind of depends on what you prefer. Like, if you want that desert motif, man. Again, Cliff's place was so nice. It was so tight. Love those lines. I love that architecture. Would I really like even better than that? That's contemporary. I actually like mid-century. I love mid-century architecture. Jenna and I have debates about that. She does not like the low ceilings. Like, generally, I don't either, except if it's in the desert and it's mid-century. Jimmy, the Rams are doing their draft from a private home in Malibu. Have them give me a call, and I can take them out to celebrate after the draft. I know all the good spots in town. Thanks, Tan Smack. Hey, when I was on that chopper, when I was on that hog, with, quote, those two 80s-style babes, how do you know I was in Malibu? You don't know. Instead of making an assumption like that, idiot, just ask me. It's me. I was there. My hog, my ladies. Just ask me. Don't assume. And the answer is no, I was not in Malibu. Rome Slice. Hit it again. Regards, Hawk peer pressuring Alvy into taking a rip off the vaporizer during the commercial break.
Hit it again.
Geoff and Lincoln, War, smoke the grass.
Shoot the glass.
Smoke the grass.
Shoot the glass.
Snaggers, Malibu cannot be the crown jewel. It's La Jolla. All right, so now we're into it. Richard A. DeBell. Hey, DeBell, why do you have to have that middle initial? How many Richard DeBells are there? Come on, man. Stop being so arrogant, DeBell. You know what the A is for, DeBell? Arrogant. You know what that A is for, DeBell? A-hole. Just kidding, Rich. You actually make a pretty good point. I love La Jolla. Here's the argument against La Jolla, which is actually the same argument against Malibu. Very difficult to get in and out of, which is the same argument against Palos Verdes. Difficult to get in and out of. Once you get there and you're inside, it's great. Here's the argument against La Jolla, DeBell. It ain't Del Mar. You know I'm taking Del Mar over La Jolla, and I love La Jolla, but you know I'm taking Del Mar over La Jolla. Let me tell you something, DeBell. Hey, DeBell, de take, de sucks.
Look at, he looks like a Adonis.
DeBell, you're walking around acting like you look like a Adonis.
Look at, he looks like a Adonis.
DeBell, DeBell, you're no Adonis.
Look at, he looks like a Adonis.
De take, de sucks, de got you run.
Look at, he looks like a Adonis.
Wow, Oscar. He looks like a Adonis is going to get replayed on this show for as long as I host this show.
Look at, he looks like a Adonis.
He looks like a Adonis is going to get run for the next 20 years on this show. I promise you, when I walk off as a 90-year-old, I'm going to walk off on that drop. Look at it. It looks like a Adonis. Stay tuned.